retourné à la rivière. I'm grateful to have had the opportunity, Eau Claire. It felt like we were united. Heat. Oh, definitely heat.
Everybody's trying to find something, find some truth on the internet, or find some truth in their life. And you gotta go to grandma's house. You gotta go and be at the place.
Je retournerai à la rivière.
I love the feeling of running around with a guitar on my back, kind of trying to play as many shows as possible, even if I don't know what the chords are, because I think that's being a musician.
Decided to do a concert. Decided to do a concert.
What? Concert.
Was so reverent.
In the Chippewa River, I found family.
There was something spiritual about it.
Not many people ever really hear it.
But being together in a place like that, you can. You can really hear it. You can really hear it.
You can really hear it.
I can't put into words what this festival means to me. Every year I go and I tell myself, don't get your hopes up. It's always the best weekend of my summer. I've been to other festivals where multiple artists that are there that are featured on each other's songs, and I get really excited because I think I'm going to see them perform together. And it's never happened.
Sticky against our skin.
So I've been smoking on cigarettes.
I guarantee a lot of us were experiencing poetry for the very first time.
And I've been driving with the and the music up. And I've been thinking about everything.
You don't totally know what's going to happen. You know, having collaborations happen that wouldn't happen elsewhere, which is kind of what we've been doing, you know, over the first 3 years.
I see your truck out in the driveway.
And it does happen in Eau Claire.
Is it running again?
I feel like the message and the meaning of Eau Claire is collaboration, and it creates this beautiful community. And you never know what's going to happen.
Start the news.
River waters. Bright lights, big music, forest paths, people.
But I know a guy.
People.
As if we were at some great rock concert.
The pureness of music and gathering of talent in the woods that reminds me that there is hope.
I didn't expect to find a place where artists I respect and admire from afar could come and be free to express their doubts and fears and strengths and passions and revel in the community that they were helping to create, just as we were.
Several of us have also gotten tattoos of the festival logo.
I love this festival so much that I have its logo tattooed on my forearm, and I don't take that lightly.
Now we're anticipating year 4. You just kind of look forward to it. And I think it's projects like that really keep me coming back each year. I've learned to just expect the unexpected, and really that's most of the fun. And you would think that you would just focus on just the music, but really have done it in a way where you just look at every aspect and just go in blindly almost and just explore. And
but I found it.
You are often called an icon, Patty. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's funny, really. I mean, for me, an icon, when I own some icons. I have some beautiful Russian icons. I have paintings of certain saints of St. George and the Dragon, and they're so beautiful, and I see them especially in Orthodox churches. So certainly I don't think of myself as an ancient painting of a revered saint. No. I think of myself just me.
Clearly, this is a podcast, but looking at me, Prince, maybe not the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
And if you ever saw the way I move,
yeah,
same,
yeah,
oeuvre, genre, whatever. But I remember going to see Purple Rain 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
Because this flat-footed, pretty fundamentalist Christian white boy from rural Wisconsin saw something in what he was doing that made me just yearn and struggle and question.
I want to find out more.
You know, nowadays it seems that life has become a struggle between keeping your weight down and your spirits up.
The music festival is really limited by its city.
Whether you are the type to speak with strangers and make new friends, or just be, you are in the community.
Who's lived in Wisconsin their entire life and spend a large majority of it trying to leave. Eau Claire's, in a sense, has kind of brought me home and reminded me of how beautiful our state is and how lucky we are to live here.
And my experience would be gaining experience and continuing this great culture that you've manifested. Thanks.
Ages and ages and ages, some. And ages and ages and ages, some.
And
in theology, every human being is called to be an icon.
Really?
Yeah, it's tough because on the one hand, it's like we're trying to convey the spirit of this. And on the other hand, the reality is people do have to like buy a ticket and they have to go to a website and do all that, thinking about how to explain what we're trying to do this year. And do you remember in high school when you invite some people to your house for a party? And
yeah.
Sometimes they'd be like, well, who else is going? And you know how like for Thanksgiving when like your mom invites you home for Thanksgiving and nobody ever asks, well, who else is going to be there?
Right.
And the reason they don't do that is because it's your family.
Yep.
And it kind of just got me thinking, like, putting out an ad map that says every single band who's on there is exactly like when someone in high school says, well, who else is going to be there?
It's Thanksgiving in the summer.
Baby, it's cool with me that you like to lie. 'Cause I see the depression filling up your eyes. And I see oceans overflowing. Babe, it's cool with me that you want to die. And I'm not gonna stop you if you try. Hole in my belly has started growing. Your name is about as easy to remember as the four ethers. And who the hell knows the four ethers? Can do without the four ethers. Babe, I know you learned some fucked up shit from your mother. Had you tucking your dick? Had you hiding the shit that really made you special? Oh, oh, oh. Show me yourself,
Sam.
Baby, I know you picked up some fucked up habits from your father. Had you folding over your ears, denying the shit that you hear. But I'm asking you to feel me. Like my four ethers. How the hell do you know the four ethers? Your pain is impossible to hold. You like the four ethers. Baby, what do I do with these four ethers? Oh, do, do, oh, oh. Your name is like the four ethers. What do I do? Enjoy you no warm bath no more. How can I touch somebody who won't even touch themselves? It's tiring to me. Oh. Fine with you being a liar. I'm fine with you being a killer. Ooh, I'm fine with you being suicidal. That shit don't bother me none, no, no, no. But you gotta show me yourself. Oh,
You gotta show me yourself.
Thunderstorms, day and night.
Sometimes it rains in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
In the rain.
Huddling in the rain with people I had just met or...
Or get caught in the rain.
And multicolored lights.
The rain.
It's in the
but
rain.
But after the rain...
By me interrupting. The Psalms are in the Old Testament, though, so... Are you saying that they were quoting Christ in Psalms? Because if they are, we need to rewrite the Bible.
No. Well, we could. Saturday?
I was told that is not allowed.
I don't know. People seem free to interpret it.
Around the time that I went to Eau Claire for the festival, my father had just passed away, and I almost considered not going. Festival was almost like a out-of-body experience.
He wouldn't be sold after hearing about Bonnie Bear's homage to John Prine.
A specific memory that I can pick out was the moment that John Prine took the stage right before they played Storm Windows, and there was this loud clap of thunder right as he entered, and he greeted everyone by saying hello.
As the change sets in, we are separate. As the game begins, we are separate. Some strings slackening, others giving in. Change sets in. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky. As the change sets in, we are one again. As the game begins, we are one again. This is the natural order of things. Change sets in. Moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze, moonshine, moonshine, moonshine. Freeze.
Going to other music festivals or when you go into other places and everything is so regimented down to this time on this stage you're going to play this set of songs, it, you know, just becomes super
homogenized.
It's not really a memorable experience at all. As artists on the other side also, I feel like it kind of pushes one another to try and do things you wouldn't normally do. One of my favorite memories was in year two, it was at 9 p.m. that night.
It was before Francis and the Lights and Chance the Rapper.
Francis had just arrived. We knew Francis was going to play late that night. But I was sitting in the trailer with Justin and Francis, and we kind of had this moment of, all right, what are we going to do? Like, what is the show? And
Chance was a surprise, but
the kind of the greater conceptual idea of, like, exactly how it was all going to flow, like, how it was all going to happen, and sort of really, like, friends sitting around, like, yes, let's do this, let's make it happen.
And then Chance the Rapper.
Subsequent years, we got a chance to see artists we didn't know so well. Charles Bradley, the Screaming Eagle of Soul. Man, I wish I'd known about him years ago. Luckily, we got to experience his power. I'll never forget it.
The crowd was so reverent.
So if there's anyone out there who wants to go but is nervous about going by themselves, I can assure you that fear will dissipate pretty quickly once you get there. Just go for it.
But in order for you to have a vision of EXC's unique mission, you just gotta buy admission.
What we're trying to do with this podcast is just like, hey, hear this song. Do you like this song? You probably haven't heard of this guy or this gal before. Check it out.
No words or posts can ever say the things we find on display at this camp that frankly we just wish would
see. You know, that's always a problem with marketing in general, and we're all flooded with opportunities of experiences, things to do with, like, our money.
Totally.
What to do with these things.
It's really hard in a split second of internet, social media bullshit, like, hit the website and buy a ticket stuff. And I think it's become so safe. People are so used to going to an ad mat and they see, here's this band and that band. And I think it's not being different for the sake of being different. It's like really trying to explain to somebody, don't do the calculus with, like, is this or that band worth me paying this money? Do it based on how many real experiences have you had this year? Like, how many times have you really been someplace where you fully lost yourself in a moment? How many times has that happened?
Yep.
And the answer is not enough.
Yep, damn straight.
I'm more than happy to clean off picnic tables and sweep out artist trailers and assist people with getting their food during the event. It's a great time. It's great people.
My favorite All Clears moment came in All Clear 2, where after the festival, my friend and I decided we were going to go to the joint, get a couple drinks, see what happens. And in doing so...
Music is everything, and also only a reason.
Yeah. I said then middle finger sky high, triple black beam, I'm in overload. I don't overdose, I can smoke a hoe.
Definitely listening to the new album live for the first time.
East Coast nigga with a thing for a round skin, mama with a crazy pose. Let the camera roll, let the carpet roll, when I touch the stove. Cook down, so we tiptoe down, come around to your memory lane. With a fine tooth comb, let me sit in your brain. Summon tell me where the blindfold enemies hang. Bring a six pack, zigzag, rebel shit, cannabis. Fired up when I bust a rhyme, but I'm off back. Grind like a duck tip run. At the money store with a death grip, drip, zip knees. Getting straight for that shine, so I let them do their job and let them take it down. Let them take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down.
Take it down, take it down. Oh yeah.
So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Take it down. Take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Take it down. Take it down.
You know, it didn't matter what you looked like, didn't matter where you came from, it just mattered that you were kind.
And you can get away with being a version of yourself that never gets to come out.
26 hours straight from Arizona to Eau Claire.
For the past 2 years, I've come up from Canada to Eau Claire, you know.
Coming from Georgia. All 3 years driving up to Wisconsin. I would say that Eau Claire in one word is sincere.
Eau Claire is not only a two-day activity for me. It stays with me wherever I go.
I expected to hear some good music and have a good time. What I didn't expect was to have what I can only describe as a spiritual experience.
The Staves. Bruce Hornsby.
Buenos dias. This is Rhonda from Hayward.
Old friends.
Once I stepped foot onto the music grounds, I didn't care about my car anymore.
Incredibly beautiful art that I've experienced cannot be replicated.
I think a big part of that is the people that it attracts. I've never had such a great love for such a large amount of strangers, but...
And we're laying there looking up at the sky, listening to the music in the background, and there's just this huge ambient glow from the stage, and you can hear the crowd cheering in the distance, and we're looking up, and I saw a shooting star. And you know, you can't recreate moments like that.
Mavis Staples. Festival was curated specifically for me.
You know, all of us are going to do better tomorrow.
Assuring us that this is where we were meant to be. That whole weekend left us with a feeling that we just couldn't shake off. I think it was seeing so many artists and art lovers collectively gather with such pure intentions. It gave us that feeling of, this is what we want to do.
Oh, that city music. Oh, that city sound. Oh, that city music. Oh, it's coming right.
A player really breeds that kind of connection.
You know, it's unlike anything that you have ever or will ever experience. Place of unbelievable acceptance and solace, and it's amazing.
Oh, that city music.
When we started out there.
Oh, that city sound.
The idea was to create something.
Oh, how you pulling my heartstrings, and oh,
you can have new experiences.
Let's go downtown.
Sunlit field with beautiful clouds overhead, you know, in the middle of Wisconsin, not far from where I grew up. I just was struck with, essentially, had a lot of other kids who were in the same boat as me, and I just thought that was real beautiful. So looking forward to getting back. Glad they're doing the fest again.
An experiment with what it is to gather people together and what it is to connect with a community and what it, you know, what are the kinds of musical experiences that we all crave. And I think we've been able to do that.
And interact with folks from all different walks.
Let's reveal to people what's going to be happening, who's going to be there, and maybe not in the exact way they think. They can decide along that journey if they want to come join us or not, and we'll try in our marketing to keep all of the product warranty, fast-talking stuff that you see at the bottom of every commercial. We'll try to keep that stuff out of this part of it, because this is about joining.
I remember sitting in the evening under a tree watching Chance the Rapper and a June bug falling into my lap. And I remember thinking, what a perfect metaphor for someone like me that lives in Eau Claire to experience a concert that brings so many artists together in my hometown is like something falling right into my lap.
I don't know, just a little bit lost, and it's a place where I can go and I can heal and I can recharge and I can come back home. And
for what are we but a confluence?
I don't think I've ever really been the same since I went to Eau Claire. Something about the music and the woods, being in a place where the audience felt just as important as the acts, I just hadn't felt that before. I think there's a lot of truth in it. And I haven't been the same. It's changed my course. It really has. And every winter when I get beat down, I go back there in the summer and it renews me again. I will never miss Eau Claire.
Yeah, that's my testimony.